host to co-host, entrepreneurs on the move, getting you the most. EOTM Radio, running from coast to coast, entrepreneurs on the move, giving you the most.
Station is the hottest, playing the best independent artists, and looking for more, so tune in and tell a friend about the hottest station on internet land.
Sit back and listen to EOTM on a mission. Classic City Records, ain't no competition. Pay attention to the grind, we're in it, the vision. Entrepreneurs on the move, success is a given.
EOTM Radio, we're heard from coast to coast. Entrepreneurs on the move, giving you the most. EOTM Radio, we're heard from coast to coast. Entrepreneurs on the move, giving you the most.
EOTM, that's the people station.
Hottest station in the nation, no underestimating. Stop procrastinating and gon' hit them up. Giving you bang for your buck, get your numbers up.
Come on.
Stop sitting around whining, crying about making it, but ain't trying.
Country
City Records, we tiring. Go to EOTM and start climbing.
EOTM Radio, giving you the most. EOTM Radio, giving you the most.
I'm Welcome to the Queen G Show. Oh my goodness, we are back on the air live again, y'all. I'm always so happy to be on the air, to talk to my listeners and everyone that's at the tone of my voice. I'm so excited always to come to you again on the Queen G Show. I always introduce my co-host early on because we always begin to rap, like, from the start of the show. Lala, you there, girl?
I'm here, L to the A to the L-A-H, on the radio, ready
Lala.
To go.
Lala, what's up? My girl is in the building once again, my co-host, my best friend, all that good stuff. Girl, I'm glad you putting it down with me here on the Queen G Show.
Yes, ma'am, always here, always with my girl.
That's what's up. How you doing tonight, Lala?
I'm all right. I just wanted to start at the top of the show to say my father, he passed away on April 2nd, and my mom is listening in. I just want to say rest in peace, Pops, you know, and Mom, I'm here for you. And, you know, we're going to get on with the show.
That's what's up. Girl, you be strong. Oh, my goodness. Tonight, I think, is just a show like that. Like, we had so much bad news this past week, and it's been a crazy week. Like, how are you doing, girl? How's the fam? And I'll definitely be praying for you guys. Your mom.
Yeah,
and,
most definitely.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, also a friend of mine, Miss Emma, she passed away as well. You know, rest in peace, Miss Emma. And,
right, and I remember Miss Emma always a ball of light, just always.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss her as well. That was, like, one of Lala's great friends. And, man, that's why I always say you have to take each moment and live it like it's your last, meaning
that's
that
right.
If you are making an impact in someone's life, do it harder. If you
that's
are,
right.
If you have children, take care of them much more than what you ever
and
have before.
Them love them. Let them know you love them.
Exactly. Give them hugs, love them, love your family. It's just so much going on right now. Like, you never know the day, the hour, the time, or any of that stuff. I used to hear the ministers in church say that time is winding up. I used to hear this, and I just didn't understand it. And now I'm beginning to see it. As I'm an adult now and I've gotten older, I understand that statement a lot more. With losing people close to me, you see them here today and they're gone tomorrow, just that quick. And it is just, it's so crazy how even the more you have to take a moment and love people and reach out to people and embrace them and take a moment and enjoy your life. Laugh as much as you possibly can. Live your life to the fullest. Even if you're having a hard time, try to make the best out of those hard times. Because you just never know when you're going to take your last breath. Which leads me to our Hot Topic segment. Unfortunately, tonight, I don't know, we're starting with a bunch of bad news. The loss of Lala's dad. And now, I mean, we want to talk about this Boston situation where the bombings happened. They're out there running this marathon, which is supposed to be their celebratory yearly event, and two bombs go off. There were three people's lives lost, including an 8-year-old child, which is always devastating, and as well as people losing limbs. There were fragments flying everywhere. Just, man, it's just, I can't even imagine the devastation that these people experience. They're just out there having a good time. And if I am not mistaken, the child that lost his life was waiting on his dad to finish the race. And he was on the opposite end of the race waiting on him, and he lost his life in this bombing. And again, you guys, I mean, time is just, it's not promised to anyone. You know what I'm saying? And I just feel so bad. My condolences go out to the families who lost lives, and as well as the people that are now recovering from this devastation. The hospitals are flooded, and it's just really crazy. And whoever did this, oh my God, you are a sorry piece of life. That's all I can say. I don't know what your intent was, or what you were doing, or what you were trying to do. But come on, a child And even the other two that lost their lives, I mean, no one intended that they're out running a race and that would be the last day of their life. You understand?
Right.
Which is the reason that we have to invest time and energy and live in each moment to the fullest, not days or whatever. I'm talking about seconds now, because you never know if that is going to be your last. You just don't. You know what I mean? And this is another sad news. A friend of mine named Madonna Grimes, we actually had her on our show, Workout Guru, the Pillar of Health, everything. I had not bore this news on the air yet, but she is now fighting cancer. It's a very aggressive colon cancer. And this lady is, when I say she eats right, she works out all the time, she's not old, none of that. Like, none of the typical things that you would expect are happening with her. It hit her all of a sudden. And she was a guest on our show, you guys, like, not that long ago. And was doing fine. And I got this call from her. She was at her chemotherapy moment and was trying to beat this cancer. And now she also has a website up to raise money to go toward her medical expenses, because, as you know, these type of things are very expensive. So let's just pray for her. And if anybody is interested in donating money, I actually placed the website. I shared it to my page tonight, so you could actually go onto the actual website and put in the information, and you can donate directly to the site. I think it's by credit card or something like that. And you guys try to contribute to these kind of causes, because this lady is awesome. She has all these people under her as far as her teams, and she owns a workout studio. She has a six-year-old daughter. Come on, you guys. Like, oh, my God. You know, it's really devastating.
It is important to stay healthy. You know, that's one thing. It is important to stay healthy. But people need to know that these diseases that you get, the cancers that you get, are caused by the environment, and some of it is hereditary. So, you know, working out and eating right, you should do that. Because this is just on some, you know, we don't know where this came from, but sometimes you inherit things. Sometimes, you know, just the wrong chemical reaction to something, you know, can cause these things to happen because there's so much pollution.
Which is her case. Hers is actually hereditary. Her grandma had it, and here it is. It skipped a generation, and here it is. It hit her. So, again, another unexpected situation. It's in the fighting, you know what I mean, fighting order, so it could be fought, but we're praying, and we want to take some time and invest into her cause and try to donate some money toward her situation.
I'm definitely going to support her. I'm definitely
takes a few moments, you guys. You could take $20 and donate whatever your leftovers are. It doesn't even have to be a lot, because everything counts and everything matters, you know?
Absolutely.
So,
and I'll link it on my page as well.
Right, and I hate to do my shows and start it out with bad news, but that's just what it's been, and we want to always keep it real here on the Queen G Show and make people understand the rules and laws of life, you understand, and know where we are and what our nation is going through and what we all go through, you know what I mean, in our lives. So all my listeners out there, just please take a moment and kiss your relatives extra hard tonight. Make sure you take some moments and love upon everybody you possibly can, because you never know if that's going to be the last. We're going to take a musical break, you guys, real quick, and then we're going to come back and introduce our guests and our segment and what we're talking about tonight. Hang tight, you guys.
I got stories to tell about the popo. Don't on the block, getting locked in a chokehold. Not understanding why they're messing with me. They just see my brown skin and not my disability. I'm in a wheelchair and asking for your sympathy. I'm a human being, yo, learn to respect me. You wonder why we say forget the cops. You're messing with my people every day, yeah, non-stop. In the system that we live in, some are blind to the facts. Forget the system that we live in, don't take it back. Come be packed and strapped, blasted in, sitting sex. Cops think they got the right to throw your flag in the back. Pull you out your car without saying a word. They got me handcuffed now, sitting down on the curb. But I'm paralyzed with the freedom of running. The whole time his partner's got his hand in his gun.
Who's gonna stop them? They're out of control. Not on probation, not on parole. Live in the city under their control. Protect and serve to me is a joke.
I think it to myself, I got my rights, but no sounds of a witness in the dark streetlight. It's just the way they wanted the word against fine. Don't think for a second, it's the first time that it's happened to me or anybody before. It's been going on for years, I'm here to let you know. Like asking who shot me and where I'm from and where the drugs at, where am I hiding the gun. I tell him, officer, yo, you got the wrong dude, he said.
You better cooperate cause I'm not in the mood.
Oh, what you gonna do? Beat me down like Ronnie King. It's just another day to me and the same old thing. Police brutality, yeah, I'm tired of shit. I'ma bring attention to my people here, yeah, with this hit. Now it's time to put an end to disability violence. Until the day comes for me, you'll get no silence.
Who's gonna stop them? They're out of control. Not on probation, not on parole. Live in the city under their control. Protect and serve to me is a joke.
I'm here to take a stand, though I'm not walking. I guess it hasn't stopped cause I'm still talking. There's no retreat as I'm rolling through the streets, letting everybody know that I can't be beat. Here to tell you why people hate the cops. They get away with all the bullshit and I stop. You can choke me with the billy, even spray me with mace. Still not going to stop me getting up in your face. Here to speak my mind cause it's my freedom of choice. DJ Quad Mother, I'm here to be the voice. I'm coming hard and handy, busting cats, man. I eat you up and chase you like Pac-Man. And now it's time to make my voice be heard. Mess with me, watch out, yo, I'm spreading the word. On the TV, YouTube, and radio stations. Dip the tags not connected with the Crip Hop Nation.
Who's gonna stop them? They're out of control. Not on probation, not on parole. Live in the city under their control. Protect and serve to me is a joke. Who's gonna stop them? They're out of control. Not on probation, not on parole. Live in the city under their control. Protect and serve to me is a joke.
Welcome back, Queen G Show. Lala's in the building. We're actually going to introduce a different type of subject tonight. Never been done on the Queen G Show ever before. but I don't know. I just felt it necessary to address this subject, which is we're going to be talking tonight about blended families. I don't know.
Just give
them
a little idea.
Let me give you a little example really quick. If you've ever been or met a person and they had children prior to you, and you have to come into the relationship, get to know them, and to adjust to their children, especially if they're underage or anything like that, that's an example of a blended family. Or vice versa, say a person meets you, you have children, and they have to get to know your children, adjust. Oh, my God, there's so many different issues that can come up from a situation like that. I personally am in a situation currently where for the first time my mate has children and I've had to interact with them, be in a stepmom position and role, and learn to really adapt and adjust to the situation. And I call it, it takes a village.
Pretty much.
Right? What do you think about that, Lala?
Yeah, it definitely takes a village. I mean, even just for your own children, you know what I mean? So having a whole situation with somebody else and their children, it really is a difficult thing, especially when you have your own children. You know, it's difficult, but we can do it.
Right. That's what's up. And so I have actually a guest on our show tonight. His name is Don. He's a very good friend of mine. I've been knowing him 20 years plus now. And when I bring that up with him, he's probably going to laugh like, oh, my God, it's been so long that we've known each other. And I do know that he knows very firsthand about this subject because of the situations that he has experienced in the past, both currently, all of that good stuff. So, Don, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Hello. Welcome to the Queen G Show.
Good, everybody. How you guys doing?
Oh, we're great. Thank you for being our guest on our show tonight. Oh, my goodness. I don't know if you heard my little intro, but
this
show tonight is basically about the ins and outs of what we have to deal with when we blend family. Some of the nightmares, some of the good things, what it takes to adjust to a situation, all of that good stuff. And I just want you to kind of give us an example of some of the things that you've experienced being a step-parent and vice versa, being with someone that had children. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
the opposite.
I mean, it was,
you know what I mean?
It wasn't, you know, thank God it wasn't, like, ultra-traumatic, you know. It seemed natural, but it was being a guy who never had children to be in to come in a ready-made situation. A lot of cats was like, yeah, you crazy for doing that. But it was a learning experience, and I was thankful that the children were small, like 3 and 4, 4 years old and 5 months,
right.
You know. So it worked out easy.
So at the time with your experience, the children were young. Do you think that helps?
Yeah, because you know they're a little bit more impressionable. You know, I think it was in my situation. I was a lot younger, and it was you know, you feel out trying to raise children and grow up and find your character as a man, and you know it was a little bit easier, you know. You kind of shape them and
mold like
them.
I like hearing that from a man, you know, saying that it was an easy transition and, you know, it helped you as well. Because, you know, a lot of guys, they won't even date a woman that has children, you know.
Yeah, well, this is true. Well, you know, in California, you know, from a man's point of view, if you got, like, two, you're all right. You know, you got one, you're great. But, you know, anything past 3 and 4, you know, that's a serious commitment, and that scares the guys off. It's not the girl, you know, it's just the commitment. It's like, dang, you know, all I want to do is hang out, but, you know.
Right. Did you have to encounter the baby daddy?
Oh, no, I was lucky, though, you know. In both of my situations, I was real lucky. I was just like, you know, I was thinking about that. A couple months ago, I was like, yo, you know, I was strong enough to say, look, I'm going to give these gentlemen an opportunity to be a part. Because my thing is I didn't want these children to have mixed, like, thoughts in their heads growing up, being confused. So I basically said, look, if you're going to be in it, be in it. I'm not going to stop you. But if you going half-step and you're going to be about the mom and you ain't going to be about the kids and you're going to be arguing, it ain't going down like that. And I actually placed a time limit. I was like, yo, you got a year. If I don't see nothing in a year, then don't come back.
And that's a long time to give.
Yeah, well, that's a fair, I'm a nice dude.
Yeah, obviously.
You know.
That's a fair amount of time.
Hey, you got a brother?
To give anyone to step up.
Nah, my brother.
You know?
You don't mess with my brother.
You said you have a...
I got some good church-going friends, though. For real. They just like me, though.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Now I have a situation that, you know, that happened to me, and
that happened
it wasn't
to
nice.
It just happened,
huh?
It just happened.
No. This was a while ago. But dating this guy, I encountered the baby mama, if you know what I mean. And you know, I was dating this guy. He has children. Of course, I'm gonna be nice to them and try to, you know. Treat them kind and fair and that kind of thing. The mama didn't want me feeding them. She didn't want me touching them, interacting with them. I mean, just nasty. It was terrible. and it makes it difficult. It's like you're already in a new situation. You're trying to find your way and figure things out. You understand? And then you got the pressure coming really hard from the outside. And it's like
right.
You're either going to be strong or you're going to be weak and bail out. And
right.
And I feel like it all depends on how you love that person, what you're going to do. If you love them like that, you're going to take the good with the bad. Now, Don, what do you feel about that comment?
Well, I, you know, just real talk, I just think that, and I'm not, you know, punking out on the dudes, but I have my pet peeve is dudes who lay with women and you know, they don't give the woman an opportunity to, you know, like be with them with that child, you know. And so women have it tougher when it comes to that particular situation because the dudes, we, you know, some of us, not all of us, because not me, but some guys just say, well, whatever, we'll let them fight it out. And when the dust settles, you know, I'll get the one who ain't scratched up, you know. And that's just how dudes are. And that's a shame because a lot of kids are being bullied and committing suicide you know, doing all this weird stuff because the dads are not around. We still have that problem today.
Yeah,
dudes are just laying with women and thinking that it's cool and the rap music is glorifying. Yeah, I bang this girl. And not thinking that these babies are growing up without fathers. You know, I just seen the Yanla Van Zandt interview with DMX and, you know, DMX is, you know, it's clear that he's been abused by drugs, and his son is saying, yo, I want my sober daddy. I that's all I want. I'm 20-something years old, and all I want is my sober daddy. And, you know, and DMX is like, you know, man, be quiet before I come across the table and smack you. You know, don't be a punk in front of all these people. But dude is expressing what he wants, and that's the problem. You know, guys.
So DMX said that? He said that to his own son in public?
Oh, yeah.
DMX cried himself. He cried in front of everybody while he was doing a concert. So I don't even know why he would even go there.
Hey, well, you know. I mean, some people, you know, that men crying is a whole different thing because, you know, pimps cry all the time because that's a form of control and manipulation. So, you know, don't get me to tell them the secrets. That's
he said, "Pimp cry."
Oh, honey, it's not no secret. I'm just saying,
right.
How are you going to call somebody else out when you yourself wanted everybody to feel sorry for you because of what you had to do when you grew up and knowing you was on drugs and everything, and you're going to cry in front of everybody, but yet you're going to call your son out his name because, you know, he really wants you to show him some love. You feel me?
Right.
Yeah.
And that's another thing, too. You know, I mean, I know that, me growing with my blended my first blended family, I was tough on the girls because I felt like I don't want you to mess with a dude like me. I don't want you
exactly.
to even smell dudes like me. So I'm gonna toughen you up and make sure that you didn't, you know, encounter that. So
right. Well, Don, what are some of the things that you did with those being your stepchildren? To what type of things did you instill into them, or how did you beat this stereotypical stepdaddy issue? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't know. I guess my dad is the kind of dude that, you know, I think I hugged my dad like twice in my life, and not because he didn't like love me or nothing. He had his own way of expressing how he loved me, and to this day I love my dad, and he's my dude, you know what I mean? So it's not like, you know, we have to be all lovey-dovey. What I did, I don't know. I'm overprotective. I'm the wrong dude to be having children, because I don't think nobody is like, I don't think nobody is good enough for my girls, you know.
Which you should be. I think we all take that stance.
And, you know, I always tell them, I told them when growing up, I said, the only person you need to be scared of is me.
That's right.
Anybody else, you know, besides God and me, anybody else, you know, look, you do what you got to do. And if you can't do it, call me. I'll be there.
Right. We have a caller in queue, you guys. We're going to take him. And then, Don, I want to talk to you about the dating years and stuff like that.
Uh-oh.
What you experienced with that. Because, I mean, we're going deep, y'all. We're really having this conversation about some of the ins and outs of having a blended family and what that takes. Like, I want to hear the real tonight. You know what I'm saying? But I want to take this caller first, because I think that every perspective is important. Darnell, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm right here. You know what I'm saying?
Hello, welcome to the Queen G Show. Thank you for calling in. What's your perspective on what our subject matter is tonight with blended families?
Man, it's like, I can respect it, because it's like family is family regardless. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? That's like the number one thing. Family is always going to be family. You know, whether it's up and down. But I think you should ask me some questions right now. Because I...
Okay, let me put you in the seat real quick. Don, are you okay with that? Me skipping in and putting Donnell on the seat real quick?
Oh, no, not pretty Donnell. Handsome Donnell.
Oh, Lord. Okay, that's...
One second.
All right. So, Donnell, the first question I'm going to ask you is, have you ever experienced a step situation, or have you gotten with somebody that had to accept your kids? And what are some of the good things and the bad things that happen as a result of that?
I mean, it's like this. Like, sometimes... I don't know, it's like there's guys and women that don't want to accept your kids. Like, it's kind of like a jealousy thing. And it's, I don't get that part. Like, man, just because my kid's smarter than yours, I ain't going to get mad. You know what
I'm
saying?
Oh, so they try to compare. Do you mean like treating their kids better than the mate's kids? Like, we need to talk about that, too, because
for real.
There are times where some parents give special attention to their own children, and then they treat their stepchildren like crap. You understand?
Yeah.
And I know that we all have seen that in a scenario before where they're not treating the children equally but different because they have their bloodline connected. You understand?
Let me tell you something. The bloodline is cool, you know what I'm saying? But if your kid is bad as hell and you know they did something wrong, like, you gotta, don't defend them. The more you defend
right.
them, the more they do bad.
Right. And that's,
you know,
are you speaking in reference to your own child? If your own child is bad, period, they have to, they need consequences. It doesn't matter if.
For real. For real. If my kid steals something out your purse, and you saw him do it, and then you tell me, and I sit there and say, no, that's not my kid. No.
Right.
That's bull. That's BS.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean.
Hey, do we have to put a censor on you, Donnell?
I said it's BS. I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying hard.
You're doing good. You're doing good. We appreciate
Man.
That.
Look, check this out. Where I come from, kids were scared of their parents. Now these
right.
days, parents are scared of their kids, and I don't get that part.
Right. Right. So are you a stepdad?
Yeah, man. Shit. I mean, yeah. Sorry. I'm so serious. I mean, you know what? I didn't have some good stepkids. Look, now you don't know how many relationships I done been in. I didn't
right.
have some good kids, and I didn't have some bad ones.
Right.
Mad at me.
So isn't
I can't
it
around.
Important just to make a great impact in their life, because you may be the only father role that they experience? Because you may stay in it for a little bit and then move on. You understand? It's important to me to implement the good stuff that you have for that moment, because you don't know if it's going to last, break up.
Let me tell you something. I still call my stepkids, whether I'm with their mother or not.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I might not get along with their mother, but shit, they my ex-stepkids.
That's right. And, you know, that's a good thing that you said that, because people need to recognize and understand that just because you're in a relationship with somebody and it doesn't work and you have this bond with their children, keep that bond up, because, you know, they need that if they don't have their fathers in their lives, you know, and the bond that you guys have, keep that, because kids really rely on that. You know, if it doesn't work out, it just doesn't work out. But you need to stay in touch with those kids for real.
That's where
the
village comes in. It takes a village to raise children. It doesn't matter. Like, the men need to have that male influence in these children's lives. You may be the only one that they see in that positive light.
Some,
you know what I mean?
Some people start that stuff to where they're like, oh, I'm not with this person no more, so ask the kids, man. Come on. The kids like you. Y'all cool. Just because you ain't with this person no more, don't ignore the kids. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Right, and that's the risk
we
take with being step-parent, because you don't stop step-parenting because the situation has moved on, you know?
My oldest stepson, I ain't going to call him my ex-stepson. He always my stepson, but I ain't been with his mama for about 10 years. But he's still my stepson.
Right.
That's
yeah.
right.
So,
well, Donnell, we appreciate you calling in for sure. And thank you for your perspective on step-parenting and what it's like to be a part of a blended family. This subject is so important,
yeah.
so super important.
No
and
problem.
We appreciate you calling in tonight. And thank you for those comments. We're going to go ahead, you guys, and take a quick musical break, and then we're going to come back and rip into Don a little more about his experience as a stepdad and then being a parent to stepchildren. Having it on the flip. I'm trying to reverse it. Having it be on the flip as well, having a person raise or help you raise your children. Hold tight, you guys. We're going to come right back.
Love, despite what you verbally seek, I hear an old cassette tape on repeat. Struggling, surviving with each other. Could have been cruising the world if I'm in need. write about home improvements, Picasso artworks, and amusements. Still you rolled out despite the time spent. Told me I was just a friend, being smart keeps me. If the journal now a brother got poetry, concrete walls, African bars, and Harlem streets. Perception is the key to dealing with reality, but this was home to me. I guess to you too. Hey yo, search for the next one across the sea. If you ever get hurt, I hope you look for me. Hidden blessings could have been a quicker healing process if I ignored you. But the fact of the matter is, I love you. The one thing I'm trying to do is live in truth. But damn you, ego bruise. I ain't never been in a situation like this before. Not letting me in when I was knocking at your door to your heart and the beast of connection like Maud and Art. Can't critique, gave it all up, wiped like defeat. If you ever wanna hop in the ring with me again, I'll be your ass kick up on your back, hold your fan. After you done, all you can't just stand. Cause all I ever wanted was to be.
Welcome back to the Queen D Show. I got my girl Lala in the building, and then we have our special guest tonight, Don, on the air. Oh, y'all, we are having a great time talking about blended families, making that situation work. I just wanted to give my quick little example of what happened to me while I was in a relationship. You know, we all have stories about this kind of stuff, but. I spent one summer with my boyfriend's daughter, and it was just so interesting. She was in that stage of going through puberty and stuff, and, oh, my God, I found myself just teaching mama-type stuff, you know, about grooming. And oh, it was crazy. It reminded me of where I was with my daughters. They're now in their 20s and stuff like that, And it just took me all the way back to what it was like to raise my teenagers. And it didn't feel any different. It didn't feel like a step-parenting situation. It just felt like a parenting situation.
Right.
One, of being able to teach what I know about life and teach these things about grooming and taking care of her hair and herself and, you know, about self-esteem and those type of things. And those are things that I would teach any child at that age. I've run programs before, that type of thing. And it was just really interesting. And I'm going to tell you something. When she went back, well, let me know I did the right thing and I did a great job. When she went back to her mom gave us all kind of credit. Oh, my God, I don't know what you guys did, but she came back here cleaning her room, and she came back here tying her hair up at night and taking care of her clothes better and this and that. And that's what I'm saying. Like, you never know if you are, like, the one that changes this child's life. So you have to take the time and impact them in a positive way and teach them the good stuff that you know. You know what I mean? Talk to them about communication and expression and peer pressure and these type of things that come up. You know what I mean? She was hitting the brink of puberty. Like, I'm talking where it's that age where she's going to start liking boys, the whole nine. And trust and believe, we had that talk. And then I was also mindful of not doing too much because, again, I am her step-parent and not her mom. You know what I mean? There are certain things that I had to kind of step back a little bit and kind of stay reserved on because I don't want to be the one to give her that talk because that's a place for her mama. And with me knowing about what it's like to be a mom, I wouldn't want my daughter to come back from a summer, you know what I mean, with her dad and her stepmom and her to tell me, oh, yeah, we had that talk. You know what I'm saying? So... That's just my little example of what I've experienced as a stepmom. It was just really interesting. And, again, I found myself just doing general parenting. You know what I mean? What you would do on a day-to-day basis anyway with your own children. And it really helped that I had already been through that stage with my older daughters because I was able to give some advice and really help her through this, you know, time of change with her body and her mind and her emotions and all that good stuff. You know what I mean? So, Don, tell us again, what was it like? I wanted to talk to you about the dating time with your stepdaughters. What was that like? Did it feel any different than being a parent, or did you feel like a step-parent?
No, it was just it's just real, though. You know, like I said, to me, you know, nobody is good for them, you know.
Right.
And I'm very protective because of what's out there. And what's out there nowadays is not near the quality of dudes that, you know, we grew up seeing, you know, in our day and time. So, you know, now these kids are, you know, real fast. So I was like, nah, you're not doing nothing. No. Boyfriend, okay, let me check him out. Let me sit him down and ask him questions. And basically, you know, every boy was a threat. There was a threat to every guy.
That's right.
It wasn't, you know, it is what it is. It's a threat. Even today, there are threats that still go. And I have
you
no
sound
problem.
You sound like a regular daddy to me, like what a dad would say, not... You know what I'm saying?
And I have no problem with following them up. It doesn't matter. I don't care who it is.
You sound like me.
You know what I mean?
I was like that with my girls.
So, you know, I think nowadays, you know, when you're a step parent, there are limitations and things that you wanna, you know, draw those lines, but then you never know. You know, you could be that last line of influence to that person.
Right.
And if you don't step up and say something and be like, yo, man, you tripping. You, I don't care if you don't like me, but what you ain't going to do is leave here not knowing what's really good. I'm going to tell
That's
you
right.
what's good. And whether you like it or not, you're going to hear my voice one day when you, you know, when you least expect it, you're going to hear my voice saying to you, don't be like that. Don't dress like that. Wash up. You know, treat yourself like a lady. Don't let dudes treat you like anything. Be strong.
That's
you don't.
Right.
I always said that the girls never needed, I don't want them to ever need a man to do nothing.
Yeah,
you
right.
Know? And to this day, my girls work, and I'm very proud of them. I'm very, 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 very proud of them because
That's
they don't need nobody. You know?
And let me step in and say, I know your stepdaughters, and you did an excellent job with daddy stuff, like being their father and mentoring them and raising them and training them correctly, training them to be in church, you know, teaching them that there is a higher power and just all these different levels over the years. I do know that you did an excellent job with your stepdaughters. They are very smart. They work very hard. You know what I mean?
I try. I'm still overprotective. I think that's just me. I don't know.
No, but
you
that's
know,
a
maybe,
good thing, though. That's a good thing.
Yeah, maybe I strive too hard to, you know, want them to do better than me, you know.
I mean, like I said, I've known you for quite a while, so, I mean, you would have them read all the time and just basics that, you know, a lot of, I don't know what these new age parents are doing nowadays, but I don't approve of a lot of this stuff. Like, it's so terrible. You don't know whether the child is the child or the parent is the parent.
Right.
You know what I mean? And the kids are very disrespectful. The parents are disrespectful as well. They have this young mentality. They're drinking and smoking and doing all type of stuff in front of their children. And then you expect to have your children respect you, and it doesn't work like that. Like, parents, we got to get it
right.
together. We really have to get it together. I have seen the most terrible parenting that I have ever seen in this particular generation. These younger parents are just awful. You know what I mean? Like, how do you expect your child to look up to you, but yet you have 10 and 15 different men in and out of your bed every night?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or the fact that you're sitting up, there's no scheduled time for bed, you and your kids hanging out past, you know, 11 o'clock, and then you expect them to be vibrant for school in the morning? It doesn't work like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just throwing some basics out there, y'all. You know, what happened to that time of teaching your kids basics, how to read, taking time, talking with them, communicating with them, training them the way they should go and not, you know what I'm saying, the
yeah.
opposite way.
Yeah, you know, it's just a lot of, but, you know, nowadays a lot of the parents, you know, the old school parents like, you know, me growing up with and nowadays, those parents are no longer around. The newer parents are, you know, I'm going to hang out with my kids. I had them at an age, and we're going to hang out together. We're going to get high together, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that. And then the kid, they wonder why the kids, you know, run up on them and cuss
right.
them out and all of this.
I was always cool with my kids, and I am now today. I have a younger generation of kids coming up. But they also knew when mom meant business, you know what I mean, it was time to turn all that off. You know what I mean? Like, there's a time and a place for everything, and you still have to parent your children. You can't be so friendly, you know, that they feel like they can come under your roof and just have all kind of sex and stuff. You can't do that.
Yeah. Well,
you know what I mean?
Know,
or bring
you,
in your house.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can't do that. But, you know, at some point in their lives, when you're dealing with them, there has to be
levels that you switch. You know, my mother always said, you know, sometimes you got to switch reels. You know, you got to, you know, okay, they're teenagers. Okay, you've raised them. They're young adults. Now you have to start cultivating them into being adults. And then once they are adults, then it's just you listening to them and saying, look,
I can't tell you what to do, but I'm going to tell you what I would do. But in a sense, you are telling them what to do, but it's the old Vulcan mind trick. You know, you say, I ain't trying to tell you what to do, but I wouldn't do that. You know, so I don't know.
Right.
You know, I just think that, you know, being a step parent, I'm thankful to God that it wasn't a horrible situation. You know,
right.
I think if I had to do it over again, there would be a lot of things different that I would do. Because, you know, Lord knows my two young ones right now. Oh my gosh, I'm really getting old. I'm telling you.
I'm not that old.
Yeah, but you know, I can tell. No, I'm not, you know, not that old, but I can tell the energy that I had before.
Because I know you. I know you, and I know your kids, so you're not that old.
Yeah, I know, but but it's just like, you know, seven and 8 years old, you know, I'm like going, dude, man, just go, why don't you make your own food, dude? You know, why don't you cut your own hair and dress your own self, man? You know, walk yourself to school or get in the car and drive it yourself, man. You know, you talking, you good, doing good.
Have you,
cool.
Lala? Have you ever been around someone that said to their younger sibling, "Some of the stuff you get away with, I wouldn't have never been able to do."
Oh yeah, that happens
now.
Yeah. I
hear
that
every
day.
Sounds like what you're experiencing, Don. Like, I know your older children are like, "Oh my god."
Yeah, I know they go, "Now, Daddy, you wouldn't have let us get away with that." I have to be real with them. I have to be real with them. Look, I'm older. I mean, you know, y'all took a lot out of me. You know, I get up in the morning.
I think overall, too, we become more wise with our parenting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think it's letting leniency kick in. We just become more wiser. And some of the stuff that, I mean, I came up in an era with the extension cord and the belt and just all these things.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what's so funny with that is what's really, you know, now I don't have a problem with spanking my children, and I didn't back then either.
Right.
But one thing that I can honestly say that I didn't do that that's a big trend on WorldStar now is these parents get these kids and they videotape them whooping those kids. I remember in the last three weeks I've seen three videos of this one guy taking a HDMI cable that goes into your flat screen TV and beating his three girls on camera.
Oh,
wow. And because they were twerking on Facebook, and that's the dance that the little girls shake their butts and stuff, and for the young boys.
Oh, yeah, we know what twerk it is.
Right, and so, you know, my thing is number one, you get a belt and spank their butts, not whoop them all on the leg. And, but these girls were old enough to where you can just punish them and say, no internet, no phone, no nothing. You're going to sit in the house. You're going to read. You're going to do this, and this. You're not going to have those privileges for a long time. But for you to get on TV to videotape it, and think that's cool, think you're trying to show that you're disciplining them and then showing us that this is how you do it, it's crazy.
Yeah,
so that's
and
why
we
have
to be careful as parents nowadays of these stricter child abuse laws and that type of thing. Like if a child goes to school and they have any scarring on them, their bodies, their face, and then they say to these, you know what I mean, administrative people, "Hey, my mom spanked me
or my dad hit me, oh, my God, you are getting a CPS worker sent to the house immediately. You know, they don't play with that because so many kids have come up hurt and dead behind situations like this.
I just saw that somebody sent Janice an email that showed this little 3 or 4 year old girl dead, and it explained that her father sexually abused her, and her father and her mother beat that child to death.
That was very sad.
I just really find that, because I've seen cases like that too, and I've heard of that case, and I find it interesting. And you know, no disrespect to Atlanta, but I find it interesting that dudes mess with little kids when they could go to Atlanta and the women outnumber the men like 20 to 30 to 1.
Wow.
And you could trip over a woman in Atlanta.
Right.
You don't have to mess with no little kids, no little boys and girls. Like, how foolish are you to even think that a little kid is going to... That's disgusting, for real.
Yeah, it is. It's terrible.
You know.
Yeah,
so
I mean, even as step parents, we have to, like you were saying earlier, Don, I think you mentioned switching reels at certain points. Just be mindful. And it's not even necessarily just a step parenting situation. It is a parenting scenario, period. You have to train your children, you know what I mean, age appropriate. At certain points, you understand? Don't be drinking at 18 years old.
Yeah, it's important in your girl's life that you can't be in the bathroom when she's in there, you know,
yes.
You can't bathe her anymore, you know, she can't sit on
when
your
she
lap
has
when
breath
she's
now,
age.
Like, stop.
No,
right.
No,
yeah.
I can tell you that when all of my girls were younger, unless I extremely had to, change their diapers and clean them, either their mom would do it or I'd get some other female to do it. And I'm just self-conscious like that. It's not that there are certain things that lines that I don't cross, you know, even with my own children, you know, even though I love them and if something happened to them that I would take care of them. But, you know, even dealing with stepchildren, you know, I that's one thing that I never, ever did and played with. You know, when they got up older and they started sprouting out and all of that, no, you go in there and clean your own self up. If you got if you got the mother nature issue, don't, you know, unless you can't walk and you it's a 911 situation, you call your mama.
Right.
You know. Now I didn't have a problem with going to the store getting the products for them. That I mean, whatever. It's the product. It's part of nature.
Right.
Whatever. You know, but like you know, old dude was saying, I don't know, Daryl or Darnell. He was saying I think there are a lot of kids that don't. A lot of the kids don't like the women, or vice versa, that the guys get with, and so there is a problem that opens the door up for abusive things to happen when that battle for who's gonna have the top spot comes in. You know.
We didn't address that yet. Getting with somebody that your children don't like. And how that causes tension in the house. And how that could be a very tough thing. I got an experience with that. One of my exes and my daughters clashed. You understand? They were constantly clashing. And my thing is, I'm just about fairness. You know, if he's coming at them crazy, I'm going to check my man. And as parents, we need to make sure that we are mindful of every scenario. Watch what goes on in your household. You understand whether it's your man or your children. You have to kind of decipher on which battle or which side it's on. You really do. Because the step-parent, you know what I mean, they're not always right. Like, my boyfriend wasn't right half the time. And I certainly didn't defend, you know what I mean, him in a situation where he was incorrect. I didn't step on his side and say, even though you're my man and I love you, the way that you came at my kids, it's okay because you're my man. No, it wasn't like that. My kids will tell you today, I always stood up for them in situations where he was incorrect. When he came at them crazy or did something or got out of line with my children, I always went to bat for my children. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and there were times because of
that.
Anger. There were
no, but the thing about that is they were older, though. See, when they're grown adults and stuff like that, you know, if they're wrong in what they're saying or whatever, it's like kind of hard to keep the peace because they expect you as the mother to always be sided with them because you are their mother.
Well, they were teenagers at the time, actually. They were kind of like heading from junior high school, entering into high school when I was dating this guy. And
so they're
because of
women.
The rebellion, that caused it was just so much tension. They didn't like this guy and the way that he treated me.
Right.
The way that he treated them.
Yeah.
And see, when you're in it as a parent, when you're in it and you're so in love by this person, you don't see this at first. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't even realize he was disrespecting me, talking to me crazy and coming at me crazy because he always tried to pacify it and soften it when it came to me. You know what I mean? And my kids saw it. And I didn't, you know what I mean? I didn't see it at first. And then I was like, hold up. Let me look into this a little deeper and investigate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then the way that he really was began to come out, period. You know what I mean? He was a butthole. He was terrible. Like, his attitude stunk. You know what I mean? He wasn't really about the family or about us, or trying to, you know what I mean, proceed or move forward as a family. He wasn't about none of that. He was selfish and all about himself. And because I liked the way he looked, you know, and I was visually attracted to him and visually in love with him, I didn't see it. It was like I was so blinded. But as it began to come out, I was like, hold up, my kids got a point now. I got to look into this and begin to make some decisions. And what they will tell you to this day is that when he came at them crazy, I always came to bat for them because he was wrong. You know what I mean? He was wrong, period. Period.
Yeah, I don't think.
You know what I'm saying?
I was thinking of an experience that I had that was kind of tough, but I think I had one experience, but this kid wasn't a step kid or nothing like that. It was a girl I was seeing. And the little boy was like 7, 8 years old. And, you know, I came over to see the girl. And the girl, you know, we was cool and everything. Little boy sitting on the couch. You know, it was all chill. I'm like, what's up, dude? He's like, hey, what's up, homie? And, you know, before she came out, he said to me, you don't think you're going anywhere. You my new daddy now. No, I'm not your new daddy. What's going on? He said, hey, homie, you it. And I was like, okay. And I had a long talk with the girl, and that was the last time I seen her was that night. You know, we went out and came. I dropped her off, and that was it.
That shows that he didn't have his father in his life, and he was looking for that father figure, you know, as a young child saying that.
Yeah, I mean, but I mean, I'm sorry. I'm just not that kind of dude. I have been in two situations, being married and taking care of kids. I don't care what. I don't have stepchildren. These are my children. You know, I had them when they were babies, so I don't see it no other way. Now, how they are when they get older, and if they want to be a particular way with me, I've done my job, and the job is to raise them. Now, if they want to come back and talk to me or you know, no parent is perfect. We make mistakes, but
of course.
I go back and I say, hey, I'm here for you, whatever, but I want what's better for you. And if I don't like that dude, then I'm going to tell you I don't like that dude. And I'm only going to deal with you. Now, if you want to ride with him, just make sure you let me know you're all right. And that's it. You know, but some dudes aren't like that, though.
Don had me laughing with that. No, I ain't your daddy. I'm not your daddy.
Yeah, little kid tried to punk me before I, you know.
Right.
Dude, I'm just here
he
on the
tried
date,
to
dude.
Aggressively make you his dad. Like, oh, come be my daddy. That's funny.
Wow.
Yeah, and you know, it's really sad. Some women are, I hate to say, really desperate, you know, and they are seeking fathers for their babies or kids because the original dads are not stepping up to their responsibility. And, you know, kids, regardless, at the end of the day, they need love. They need to be embraced and held. And, you know, that communication thing, I keep bringing that up. They need communication and really positive communication and reinforcement and to be trained correctly and all these things, you know what I mean? So, and I hate to see also situations where the mom has so many guys in her life that the children never know whether they're going or coming because they have so many different rules and laws implemented. You know what I'm saying? Women,
yeah,
please stop introducing your children to every boyfriend that you get.
Or man that comes through.
Yeah, like every man that come through ain't daddy material. Like, stop. I'm so serious. Like, that's just so sad. Like, you know, even when I was dating, I was very careful with that. Like, I did not bring men around my children because, you know what I mean? I don't know if this man is going to be long term. There's a dating period, and you have to test them out and see what they're about and see what kind of values they have. And if you're any kind of respect of a parent, you have to kind of monitor that. And don't bring everybody around your children because everybody is not daddy material. You know what I mean? Everybody is not worthy of that position over your kids' lives, especially if they're not made of good stuff. If they're not made of good stuff, it's really bad. You know what I mean? You have to evaluate how these people live their lives. You have to get to know people. You can't just jump into a scenario and then have them meet your children and then it's a group family thing that quick. Take your time. You know what I mean? Take some time and get to know these people. We're going to take another musical break, you guys. We're almost at the close of the show. I'm so mad. Like, it was getting so good. We're going to take a musical break and come back and let's finish talking, you guys, and then we're going to have our little closing words. I want everybody to get your closing words together. Don, la. Think about that.
Right.
Hold tight, y'all. We're going to take a musical break.
Oh, yeah. There you go. D. Drake. Check. Blaine. Check. Here's another one. Here's another one. Friday. So now, with no further ado,
closed. She bad, ooh girl, you need a whoopin'. I'ma take a little trip down to your kitchen just to see what's cooking. And yep, my mission is the pitching where I'm needed. Give me samples, I'ma eat it for dessert. Yo, milk and cookies. I told you, baby, once before you drive me crazy. Hit the road and don't be lazy. Here we go, now baby, make that booty talk. Conversations back and forth and I'm on slow pace. Get low, no hesitation. Let go, you're so amazing.
Welcome back, Queen G Show. Oh, my goodness, tonight, you guys, this topic is high. We're talking about blended families, step situations, and all that good stuff. Oh, my gosh. I mean, we have went deep tonight. Also, you guys, all the listeners out there, I am accepting submissions for independent music. So if you're at the tone of my voice, you can hear me. For those of you who have friends that are artists, we're definitely looking for independent artists' music to play on the show. All the music tonight has been independent. You may not know the songs or anything like that, but we try to support independent artists. So I just wanted to put it out there. You can contact me on Facebook, Shanta Renee Gibson, or you can email me at edge, EDGELIT. CAS@gmail.com, and I'm going to repeat that again, EDGELITCAS@gmail.com. So I just wanted to say that real quick, make a little public announcement. And for those that know me, they know that I go independent, and I do it hard. Like, my whole entire show will be independent music played throughout the night, so... please get your music to me, and we'll represent and put it on the air and give you some airtime. So anyway, back to what we were talking about. Lala, can you give us like some words on what you think about the subject? We're going to begin to go in the direction of the close of our show. So I wanted to definitely reach out to you and see if there was any closing comments that you had about this subject matter of blended families.
Well, I mean, you know, Don really summed it up. You know, family is family. You know, whether you come into a relationship with children or the person that you get into a relationship has children, everybody right. needs to realize that you're a family. And blood, you know, is one thing, but when you boil down to it, you're close to me. You're family to me. You're a sister
right.
to me. You understand me? So when you come in these families that have children, why can't it be like that with the family? You know, it can be like that. Everybody has to have the right frame of mind when they do this because it's going to affect everybody in the long run. So we need for our people to love one another, you know, and no matter what situation you fall in love with somebody, you know, you're in love with them. You're in love with who they have, their children, you know. So keep it all family.
That's great. Thank you, Lala, for that that closing remark. It's just so important to be a part of family and do right. I mean, teach right. You know what I mean? All that stuff. I just
Through
so
God
agree with you,
possible.
Lala.
Through God is all possible.
Say that one more time, Lala.
Through God is all possible.
There you go. Don, do you happen to have any closing comments as we get ready to close the show about tonight's subject?
Well, you know, I just think that, you know, just real talk, I think guys need to step up and be more of an influence in these kids' lives instead of beefing with the mothers. You know, look at it from a bigger standpoint that each person that you're around is majorly affected by what you do and what you say and how you say it. So I think that guys and the ladies, you know, need to take more of a proactive responsibility on raising these children, whether it's theirs or not, because you never know. When that person gets older, they're going to look back and say, my real daddy wasn't there, but old Rick, who wasn't even my daddy, stood up for me and was there for me when nobody else was. So, you know, I agree also with Lala. You know, family is family. And, you know, we have a problem in this country as African-American people of not upholding that thing called family. We very rarely have villages anymore. You know, back in the day, they used to whoop you all up and down the street until you got home, and when you got home, you still got a whooping. You know, so they don't do that stuff no more. So
right.
I just think that it needs to be more of a proactivity on both parents and adults in these kids' lives.
That's great. Oh my God, I 100% agree with that. My comments tonight are just, it takes a village to raise children. So whether it is your stepchild or your own child, you have to stand up and be a parent and teach them and understand that your influence is very important. You are what they see. You are who they hear. You are what they, you know what I mean? You're their first teachers. So with that being said, we have to be mindful of what we do around our children and stepchildren. We have to be mindful of our actions. Are we, you know, being a good influence in our own lives, let alone theirs? You know what I mean? Create some standards for yourself. Begin to implement morals into these children's lives, because whether you're a step-parent or a parent, trust and believe it is going to come back later. And whatever you taught them, you know what I mean, it's going to show in the end, whether it was good or bad. You can either train them correctly or you can give them the bad, you know what I'm saying? And my comment, most of all, it takes a village to raise these children. It takes all of us as a team. It doesn't matter whether it is a step-parenting situation or your own. You know, we have to both stand up as a team and take care of our business and take care of our home and our children. And family is very important. Value family. Invest time and energy into your family unit, because it has to remain strong. You know what I mean? If you're not strong on the inside, things crumble and things crumble around you, and your children and your household crumble. So with that being said, you know, take care of your unit. Take care of what you have and what you've been in charge of and what you have been blessed with, basically, and value your situation. Don't take it for granted, you know what I mean? And understand that what you do and what you say, these children are sponges and they're taking it all in. They watch you and they learn from you. And be that correct teacher. Don't be that wrong teacher. You know what I mean? Teach them the right way. Teach them the right way to speak. teach them about etiquette, teach them how to be young gentlemen and women. If it's a male child, teach them how to be a man and to take care of their future mates or future women and to respect them. If it is a young lady, teach her how to be a very mature and a woman, put it like that. Teach her how to take care of herself and take pride in herself and to be a decent woman. You know, don't teach them the opposite way because, again, it will come out in the end, and you are their first teachers. So, oh, my God, you guys, tonight, it was a great show. I really appreciate all of our listeners that tuned in to the Queen Z Show tonight, and as well as our special guest. Thank you, Don. Thank you, my co-host, Lala. Thank you, Darnell. I don't know if you're still on the phone or not or listening in, but thank you for all of your comments. And you guys, again, just value your family, stepchildren or none. Value what you have because you never know that they are the time where that can be taken. And
that's
until
right.
We meet again, you guys, just love one another, you know what I mean? And
that's
take
right.
care of your family. Thank you guys for listening again. And please tune in next time to the Queen Z Show. We appreciate all of our supporters and listeners. Thank you, Carla at EOTM, who is our main radio station.
Yeah,
thank you,
Carla,
for your support and allowing us to be on the air. We really appreciate that because I do believe that we have a voice and we have something to talk about. And I believe that we are changing lives one at a time. So thank you, Carla. And until next time, you guys, thank you. I appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
Peace.
EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move. Reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.